All right, our tip of the week relates to those two-wheeled balance boards that you've probably seen all over the internet, and I'm starting to see more and more on the street and not just in the hands of rappers and musicians of other kinds and YouTubers. I find these things fascinating, not just because they look like they would be fun to ride, but because they seem to be in this intellectual property wild, wild west, where there have been some patents filed, but a number of Chinese companies have decided they are going to knock off or make their own version of essentially the identical product. So our tip of the week is I think you'd better lay your hands on one of these things now if you're dying to have one. I think they will be a huge holiday item. At least Walmart has been trying to make them a holiday item. But of course, with their growing popularity also comes growing legal concerns about who owns them. We've got a couple of different lawsuits pending. Segway has decided to sue over the technology, claiming that it's infringing on how their devices work. And then Mark Cuban has Walmart in his sights, claiming that if they are going to sell this product, they're going to be infringing on a patent that he has an interest in. So I just think they're a fascinating little item. They're not quite a car. They are a form of transportation. They have other legal considerations. I've read that in the UK, you're not allowed to ride them at all because they've decided that they're not safe for streets and they're not safe for sidewalks. So forget about it if you're in the UK. I noticed recently when I was traveling in an airport, there was a big sign as I was checking in that you're not allowed to bring them on airplanes at all, even in your checked baggage, because of the kinds of batteries that they have.
Yeah,
batteries. So yes, exactly. So that if you'd like to use this as your portable transportation and bring it with you on a plane, you're going to have a problem with that. Different kind of problem than Wiz Khalifa had last August when he tried to ride it through the airport, was asked to stop, and wound up getting slammed to the floor and cuffed. So they're just a fascinating little bit of culture that has been getting more and more visible. One of my favorite Halloween costumes I saw floating around on YouTube was the guy who was dressed like Aladdin and had put a little bit of red cloth over one of these things and was riding it along as though he were on a magic carpet. So there are all kinds of things going on with this.